And welcome, everyone. We have another Marshalltown Icon Show today with our Convention and Visitors Bureau Director, Val Ruff. She is live in studio. We have an exciting show today.
We do. I'm excited about today's show, Kyle. So, listeners, this morning we have a featured guest is Joanne Nevin, and she is here to visit with us today about the beautiful historic Binford House. The Binford Home. It's a National Historic Register landmark and definitely a Marshalltown icon. It's got a long history. So I want to welcome in Joanne Nevin this morning. Good morning, Joanne.
Good morning, and thank you for having me.
Yes, you bet. So you and I have been talking a little bit about the rich history of the Binford House, and I know that's something near and dear to your heart. So let's go ahead and get started and tell the folks a little bit about, you know, the early histories of the Binford Home.
Okay. The Binford House, the Binfords, Thaddeus and Angelica, came shortly after they were married in 1864, and they came on the train. I mean, we don't think about traveling like that nowadays as much. And so they came, and their first night they spent at the Pilgrim Hotel, which was another landmark, which is no longer here. And Thaddeus had visited Marshall County prior to this. He had an uncle whose name was Jesse, and that's Jesse with an E. The female Jesse is IE. And so he was, you know, somewhat familiar with the territory, and he had finished law school, so he was an attorney. And so he decided that after they were married, they made the decision to come here, and they came from the east. And they moved into a small house at 110 North 2nd Avenue. And as usual, small houses need to have more room as you have children. So they had eventually five children. After the first couple of children, they decided they needed to build more, so they moved across the street and stayed in that house until their home was finished in 1874. So the children, who are Margaret, who was born in 1866, and Luella in 1868. And Luella died in infancy, and Mamie also was born in 1868. And then they built the larger home starting in 1872. It does take a while.
Sure.
And then eventually their son Eugene, which was the only boy that they had, was born in the new house. And then Jesse, and that's Jesse with an IE, was born in January 20th of 1876. And then their last child, Ruth, was born in October of 1884. Margaret eventually married Joseph Heisey, and then Jesse went to school here in town, and she had the opportunity to hear Jane Addams, who was a social worker for Hull House in Chicago. And so that piqued her interest into going into social work. So when she graduated from high school, then she went to Smith College, and then went to Rockford College in Rockford, Illinois, and then went to work at Hull House. And when she first went there, the aromas that were in Chicago, because at that time there were a lot of stockyards, she began to think, oh my goodness, I didn't smell that in Marshalltown. What am I getting myself into? But anyway, she was there for many, many years, and worked for the Chicago Children's Protective Association, and worked with the police to keep children doing constructive things rather than destructive things. And we have a certificate in the house that gives her acknowledgement for her efforts. And she also, through all of her efforts there, was also acknowledged by the Iowa Women's Hall of Fame.
Oh, good for her.
So anyway, she really was a lady ahead of her time as far as social workers were concerned, because I don't think there were that many. So anyway, she, of course, kept in contact with her her parents, and as time went on, then her sister married Ruth, and so she was the only one, you know, that did not have a family.
Okay.
And so as her family, as her parents aged, then she, you know, kept in contact with them. And then when her father died, and then her mother died in 1927.
Okay.
So then the house was there. Now, in the meantime, the Binfords were shakers and movers and interested in keeping people in town. And so they belonged to social organizations such as the Federation of Women's Clubs and 20th Century Club, and did entertaining. So when Angelica passed away, it was not a big problem to think, we need to have this as a legacy. And so then Jesse gave permission for the Marshalltown Federation of Women's Club to purchase it in 1930.
That's a great story. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be back for more information on the Binford House.
It seems like during the summer in Iowa, there's always something going on. That is certainly true here in Marshalltown, the surrounding area. Hi, this is Val Ruff, Executive Director of the Marshalltown Convention and Visitors Bureau. We offer a quick and easy way to see what's happening here in Marshalltown. Our website has a complete calendar of events for our area. So if you're looking for something to do, just go on our visitmarshalltown.com website and click on the calendar tab. You'll see a calendar of events listed for each day. Simply hover the cursor over the event and all the details will drop down. Our calendar of events is a great resource, and it's as close as your phone or computer. If you have a business or group that would like information on meeting in Marshalltown, or you'd like more information or a sample itinerary for attractions, we can help you with that as well. Marshalltown Convention and Visitors Bureau is your information resource for meeting spaces, accommodations, and attractions. Visit us at the Fisher Community Center at 709 South Center Street, or go online to visitmarshalltown.com.
There's no doubt about it. Having a full-time factory position with Lennox Industries in Marshalltown, Iowa is one of the best jobs in the area. But how do you gain a full-time factory position with Lennox Industries? You start as a temporary assembler or brazier, and you need to start soon if you want to have a chance. In the past 2 years, Lennox has hired over 70 employees from its temporary workforce. Temps have the opportunity to be converted to full-time positions based on your attendance and on your performance as openings become available. Even better, temporary employees earn $11 an hour with the potential to add an additional $3.98 an hour via incentive pay. If you would like to be considered for one of these temporary positions and have aspirations to gain a full-time job, go to Lennox.com and on the bottom of the page, click on Careers. Once you're there, follow the prompts to Marshalltown. That's Lennox.com. Lennox Industries is an equal opportunity employer. Go to LennoxIndustries.com today.
And you're listening to our Marshalltown Icons program, hosted by Val Ruff. Welcome back.
Thanks, Kyle. So today we're visiting with Joanne Nevin, and she's sharing the rich history about the Binford House here in Marshalltown. It's got a rich history and a lot of good information. One of the things that Joanne had mentioned before we went to break was the different organizations that were able to utilize the Binford House. Those organizations are still in existence, the majority of them today.
Yes,
is that correct?
They are. So the legacy of not only taking care of their current needs of meetings and this type of thing, but thinking forward to present day situation.
Yeah, that's one of the things that I was sharing a little on the break, is that during this program above Marshalltown Icons, I'm learning that there's a rich history, but that history still lies here in the community yet today.
Yes.
And a lot of our organizations and social organizations, businesses, industry are still here, which speaks volumes for our community. So I'm pretty proud of who we are here in Marshalltown. So Joanne, let's talk a little bit about some of the like the leadership that takes care of the Binford House today.
Okay.
Who's kind of the steward of the home?
Okay. Well, and when Angelica passed away in 1927, then the house, you know, was open and free No one was living in it because Jesse was still working at Hull House in Chicago. So I understand that there was a lady from the Marshalltown Federation of Women's Club, Mrs. Vauder, who approached her about, you know, purchasing the house. Well, Jesse said, how about if I just give it to you? And so that was even a nicer surprise. And so the house was then deeded to the Marshalltown Federation of Women's Clubs with the stipulation that it not be sold. So since 1930, there's been a board. At the present time, there's 17, there's a man and a woman and women who take care of the organization and the maintenance and decor and protection of Binford House. And we meet once a month.
Yes, I know. The other thing, you know, you and I were talking a little bit earlier about now, since it's on the National Historic Register as a landmark, let's talk a little bit about when you do upgrades and stuff to the house. It's just like stepping back in time. It's a beautiful, beautiful home.
Yes, we're very fortunate that Scott Mason loves this era of the Victorian Italianate. So he has the knowledge and the interest and the skills to do that. So we've been fortunate that he knows how to keep it in that character.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's interesting that the stairwell and stair railing, there are three different places in Marshalltown that has that same staircase. Binford House, and then at the museum, which is a former Dr. Glick home.
Mm.
And also the stairway in the Anderson Funeral Home on Main Street. If you go towards the restroom, there is a staircase that has the same spindles. And the floor in the dining room, it has parquet, and there is parquet floor also in the Glick Sauer home. So craftsmen moved around, and
sure,
that's good for them, as well as carrying over the beauty of woodwork, which we sometimes don't have as much.
I know. That's the thing that I just love about older homes.
The home itself has Italian marble fireplace, and we have a couple of pieces of furniture from the family. Otherwise, the furniture has been, we try to keep it in character with what's Victorian.
I think you do a great job. You're the people that steward the home have done a beautiful job. And so let's talk a little bit about some services that you offer.
Okay.
At the Binford House.
Currently, the board is the one who maintains and makes decisions about what's going to happen there. We're glad to open it up for social situations, for businesses and for families, as well as organizations. There, of course, is a charge, and we have a caterer, because when you get together, you know, you have to have food.
Yes, you do.
So anyway, we say that you do need to use our catering food service. And so we have weddings there. They're on the smaller side. And organizations have brunch, lunch, or supper, or dinner. Families have reunions, birthday celebrations, showers. And we've had something that's unique to Marshalltown is that we have an English tea in
Ooh.
May, usually the first weekend in May.
Now, is that a fundraiser?
That's a fundraiser,
okay.
Right, it is. But it is, it's a unique, it's an experience. It's not just all the food. It's
I always have that on my calendar, and I always mark that day, and then something always pops up, mm-hmm. and I can't go. So one of these times, I'm just going to say, nope, that's definitely on my schedule to participate in that.
Right.
So,
And then we have a fall luncheon, again, another fundraiser. There was not an endowment. At that time, in the 1930s, endowments were not that prevalent, and so so we do need to raise funds. And so the English tea, the fall luncheon, other situations that are not fundraisers, we've sometimes had local musicians have a concert there.
Oh, that'd be fun.
And students of piano teachers have piano recitals. And this really makes it special, and they really sit up straight on that piano stool. We are open, have open house for the stroll in November.
Oh, that's right.
And other things that happen is there is a bridge group that meets there regularly.
Oh, that's nice.
Yes. So they're on a regular basis. Other organizations many times have their fall opening lunch or their end of the year.
Well, that's all great information, Joanne. Thank you for sharing that. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be back for our final segment of the Marshalltown Icons.
Meet in the middle. Hi, this is Val Ruff, Executive Director of the Marshalltown Convention and Visitors Bureau. You know Marshalltown's central location makes it the ideal location to plan your next business meeting, convention, or reunion. We can provide sample attractions and group tours, offer welcome bags, and we have a grant program to offset some of your conference expenses. Planning a tournament? We know sports. Marshalltown can handle your tournament or competition. We are host to swimming competitions, boxing, soccer, track, volleyball, softball, baseball, gymnastics, bowling, and we boast a very popular disc golf course. Our free visitor's guide is available at our office at the Fisher Community Center, or it can be downloaded from our website, visitmarshalltown.com. The guide is loaded with information on dining, attractions, recreation, shopping, lodging, camping, and entertainment. Located in the middle of Iowa at the intersections of Highways 30 and 14, Marshalltown is easy driving distance for anyone in Iowa. So meet in the middle in Marshalltown.
It's Tyson's Denim Days, going on now, with more savings and more of the best brands and selection of denim jeans. Carhartt, Wrangler, Levi's, Key, Dickies, Riders by Lee, Ariat, Miss Me, Grayson LA. More jeans for you at Tyson's, and more extended sizes of jeans for the perfect fit. And when you buy two Wrangler jeans or apparel items, you get $10 back by mail during the Everything Wrangler event. Enjoy store-wide savings on leather footwear, canning supplies, pet food, tree stands, truck boxes, and tires, collegiate gear to show your team support, and more. Plus, it's fish days at Tyson's. Place your order now for delivery in October. And at Tyson's, there's always free popcorn while you shop. There's more for you and more denim at Tyson's Home Farm Auto during Tyson's Denim Days. All jeans now on sale through August 21st.
Come on into Tyson's, more for you.
Tyson's, more for you.
Welcome back. Our final segment of our Marshalltown Icon Show. We have Convention and Visitors Bureau Director Val Ruff with us.
Thanks, Kyle. So today we've got Joanne Nevin, and she's been our featured guest, and we're talking about the Binford House today. And so one of the things that Joanne was just sharing with us was talking about some of the great services and features that the Binford House offers. And I think there's one that I wanted to quick mention that relates to the Convention and Visitors Bureau's service that we offer is group tours. And, you know, folks are bringing group tours in, and I know that the Binford House is a very popular stop for group tours, bank club travel, church travel, anything, the groups that come in. And I think you've got a group coming in here just shortly of, I think, quite a few women coming in to have lunch at the Binford House.
There is the end of the month. And we're very pleased that the Binford House is accessible to everyone. A year ago, in the last 2 years, we have put in a ramp, and it was very nicely designed to fit the character of the home without looking like we're just an add-on, and had it landscaped, and it really is nice.
Yeah.
Very, very nice.
The home looks really great. You've done a nice job. Is there anything that you want to share in this final segment, Joanne, about the Binford House? I know we've talked about fundraising. How can people support the Binford House? If they, you know, this is a legacy that's been kept for years and years, and we want to keep that going. So if folks are listening today, how can they support the Binford House?
Well, if there's any men or women who are interested in being on the board, we would certainly welcome that. You can get a hold of me or David Giese at the present moment, along with Marlis Ankrum, are the co-presidents.
Okay.
That is with your energy and effort, as well as donations. In November, we have a solicitation letter that we ask people to support it, just like the Art Association, United Way. We need funds. Those are energy as well as donation dollars. And if you would also like to help serve the meals, that is done by the board.
Oh, okay.
And it's a fun way to connect with people in the community. So those are three ways that that you can do
and enjoy your rich history.
Right, and walk on the nice carpet and
sure.
And the remodeled kitchen.
Now, I think you have, sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt.
No.
I think the other thing that a group of us attended was there's a Valentine's dinner.
Yes.
That was beautifully done. And we went with a group and kind of reserved that back room off of the kitchen. And we just had a great time and had silent auction items. And
yes, this was the first one that we have done. And so I think that's going to happen again. And so it's opportunities like this that involve the community and the social opportunity.
Right.
And
I think you've had some garage sales here.
Oh,
lately.
Yes. We have a barn in the back. And so that is one way, again, people can donate items to this barn sale. And we have them about once a month in the summertime at the same time that the farmer's market is going on. And so this has been a very good fundraising opportunity, and right now we're working on replacing some of the appliances in the kitchen.
Oh, so that's got a nice dollar figure on that.
Definitely it does. We just put in two dishwashers coming before this next event, this end of the month, is we're going to get a warming oven and then double ovens.
Oh, great.
So
great.
They need to
so
be replaced.
Do you want to share some contact information with the listeners?
Yes.
How they can get in touch with folks?
Okay. They can get a hold of me through the phone, 641-752-7723. Or they can call Binford House. And though no one is generally there all the time, the telephone number there is 641-753-5450. The answering machine will kick in, but we have someone who checks that constantly.
And you have a Facebook page, I think.
Yes, we do. That is just new, and so that Binford House.
Stepping into the social media world.
That's right. This is the way it happens. So that is another opportunity.
Well, Joanne, I want to thank you for being on the Marshalltown Icons today. We learned a lot of great new and valuable information about the history of the Binford home. Thank you for the work you do in keeping that legacy and that home beautiful for our community to enjoy.
Thank you. She's a grand lady, and we want to maintain her.
We absolutely do. Thanks for being on and listening to the Marshalltown Icons.
And we want to maybe highlight some of the programs that are coming up. We're going to have Joe Carter coming up. Is this the current lineup, right? The
yes.
one that you sent me? Okay.
Yes.
I want to make sure
yes.
before I announce somebody that's not coming with the Marshalltown Company. And then Paul Gregory. Paul is just so energetic. We might have to do two shows with Paul from Fisher Controls Emerson. And then Denny Grabenbauer and Lisa Gassman joining us about the Marshall County Courthouse. Those are the next three programs here over the next 3 weeks. So tune in. We've got plenty of great information for you. Val does a great job, executive director of our Marshalltown Convention Visitors Bureau. This has been the Icons program. That's going to wrap it up. Everybody have a wonderful day.